A reporter's journey can lead in many directions. For Amy Vitale, her career appears to have taken her in almost every direction imaginable. Reporting out of 90 countries, she has been witness to extremes, from violent conflicts to some of the globe's most breathtaking landscapes. In the multimedia presentation of Rhinos, Rickshaws, and Revolutions, Amy Vitale looks to open up an audience not only to what she has seen, but what she has grown to believe is true. She brings her show and her perspective to Kleinhans Music Hall on Tuesday at 7.
It's basically my personal journey from covering war and conflict and the horrors of the world to kind of realizing after doing a decade of covering the most horrific conflicts unfolding on our planet to kind of coming back to the most important story, what I think is the most important story, which is our natural world and where we're going with our, you know, relationship with it.
As compelling as the subject matter is Amy Vitale's professional path. Now an award-winning photographer who made her name with National Geographic, Vitale describes an early career that was well short on glamour. She wrote about business matters and found work at a news desk in the Czech Republic. Then war broke out in nearby Kosovo. Her career and worldview changed dramatically.
It was interesting because I was just hearing all these stories about what was happening, and it felt like in our backyard. I mean, Czech Republic and the Balkan conflict was not that. I mean, it was a European conflict. I mean, I've noticed this in all the conflicts, is how normal life goes on, and then right in your backyard, there's this war there, and you can never believe that it's going to come.
She's reported on violent clashes along the Pakistani-Indian border and deadly conflicts between Israelis and Palestinians. Her career has taken another turn, one in which her lens looks now toward endangered wildlife and an environment under duress. She shares that experience in a multimedia presentation on Tuesday at Kleinhans.
So I've got the still images, but I've also kind of embraced every single tool that I have, from writing to photography to now filmmaking. And I also am going to show a trailer. I have my virtual reality film, which is actually available online now. It went live on April 30th. And I did that together with Conservation International. And basically, it's this 360-degree experience. Part of my storyline is that nature and humanity are not something which is separate. So, for example, in many films, you know, you see all these beautiful blue-chip films, Blue Planet, Planet Earth, and humanity is always kind of left out of the story. We frame humanity out of it. Like there are these pristine landscapes and there's no people there. But that's actually not true. People are everywhere. And I actually love 360 and virtual reality because you can't frame humanity out of it. You know, it's in, you're looking in every direction and humans become a part of the story.
Amy Vitale shares many stories regarding her presentation of Rhinos, Rickshaws, and Revolutions. One in particular was about a massive animal who taught a large lesson.
Sudan was the last male northern white rhino on the planet. And that's the, also in the title, Rhinos. Sudan passed away about a month ago in Kenya. And people were shocked by it, like it's the end of the species. Really, we're witnessing extinction on our watch. Sudan I met 9 years ago in a zoo in the Czech Republic. Again, tying me back to the Czech Republic. My colleagues called me and said, I had long left there, and they said, you know, there's this plan to move 4 northern white rhinos from a zoo back to Africa in this last-ditch effort to save the whole species. And I kind of, that was my wake-up call almost a decade ago. That's when I switched from covering conflicts to kind of having this huge realization, like, oh, my God, look at what we're doing to this planet.
Amy Vitale shares her perspective, her journey, and her work at Kleinhans Music Hall on Tuesday. The show, entitled Rhinos, Rickshaws, and Revolutions, begins at 7 p.m. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.